Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So it's not on God's part or in prayer. It's not that prayer doesn't work. It does work. But are you working it right? This is working here to me. And these false authorities to get you to waver. You know, he'll hit your body. He'll hit your mind. He'll get into your circumstance. He'll bring toxic people, all kind of stuff to confuse you, to get you off, to try to get you off course. That's why you got to have a life with God. To when you go out into that world, you got your armor on. Yeah, the darts come. Words come. People act up. Stuff goes wrong sometimes. But you got your armor on. Take the shield of faith. Wherewith you may quench all the fiery darts. Helmet of salvation so your mind don't get all confused. Breastplate of righteousness covering your heart. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Loins girt about with truth. Then that sword of the Spirit. Okay, I need to get my sword out. Covenant, God's legal agreement with you. The Hebrew word for covenant is the word berith, B-E-R-I-T-H, berith, berith. It means a binding agreement. It means a sacred alliance. And it means blood established relationship. Blood established relationship. Well, the first covenant God made, of course, was with Adam, but then there was the covenant of marriage. Amen. Tell somebody, don't play with marriage. See, covenant is a binding agreement. Covenant with God is a binding agreement. It has to do with blood. Hear me. The life is in the blood. So when we talk about blood, we're talking about life. You sometimes see people or hear people talk covenant, but not walk covenant. Why? Because they may talk it, but their life doesn't align with it. The fruit that they're bearing doesn't identify the soil they're in. The soil and the fruit is different. And so they talk a talk, but don't walk the walk. That's not covenant. Covenant is binding. Covenant, it has blood sacrifice. In other words, it has life. When you talk marriage, you're talking about life. Not till you find out she can't cook. I thought you could cook. You know a way the man is through his stomach, right? Or she found out he was broke. You told me. I'm out of here. That ain't covenant. Covenant is for keeps. That's why people are afraid of stuff. That's why people do nuptial agreements. All this food is in it. And see, covenant with God is blood sacrifice. In other words, that means life. You don't get in covenant with God till you give him your life. And I'm not talking about what small writing there, Lord, if. No. Yeah, you give yourself. That's how you got saved. You wasn't trying to hold on to something. And it's, okay, Lord, no, you came and just. That's how you got saved. You had to give it all up. See, this is what people are afraid of today. Many people, church people, afraid to really give themselves to God. He might send you to Africa. That'd be good for you.
Amen.
Some folks go to Africa and then get all their stuff and move to Africa.
Amen.
They've got you just all twisted up in your mind. No, no. Seriously, it's a covenant. Amen. It costs you everything. This is why sometimes people have misplaced their keys. And this key used to work. It ain't working now. Same key. Sometimes you need some WD-40. Spray some of that lock because you ain't opening it in so long. Now you're trying to open it, but you're not really in covenant. You're not really. See, when we talk again, going back, when you talk about hell, hell is a place of confinement, but there's a spirit of hell. You know that you're not going to hell, but you can be in hell. You're not going to be lost, but you can be lost. God has provided everything we need, but you can be without.
Amen. Amen.
That's not his fault. He's a covenant God. Are you keeping up your end of the covenant? That's the issue. God's going to keep up his end. Oh, yes, he is. He's a covenant God.
Hallelujah.
Only relationship God is going to use and has ever really used is covenant. Now, he'll use a donkey if he needs to. But that's not covenant. God will use something in a moment. But I'm talking about real relationship, eternal relationship, relationship that's going to bear fruit. That's covenant. God don't play no games. Listen, let me take a little further. You can't be part-time in God. I'm with him today till you get a little money. I'm with him today because I feel good. But when things ain't going your way, you check out on God and everything else. How you ever going to get to know him? In the valleys. He's the lily of the valley. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, I'm with you. How are you going to get to know him? He's a covenant God. Binding agreement. Sacred alliance. Blood established relationship. All ancient covenants, old covenant covenants were sealed with blood. It meant that life was pledged and agreement was irreversible. Tell somebody, ain't no turning back. Lot's wife looked back. After being instructed by the angel not to look back, she looked back and immediately became a pillar of salt. Word of God says salt has lost its savor. It's good for nothing. Come on, see, that's hell on earth. When a child of God's life is good for nothing, they become salt. That's lost its savor. That's not salty anymore. It's good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That's why your life is being trodden down so much. Because the salt has lost its savor. You've broken covenant with God. You allow other things to enter in. You allow other things to distract you. Get you off your destiny, off your purpose. And now God is a byword. God is a sometime. God is part-time. When I need him. You know, he's always on time. You You know, someone, there was a famous actor. I was just sharing this with someone yesterday. There was a famous actor. Some of you may have seen it. Who said, you know, there's a place called Rock Bottom and a place called, I think he called it Cliff High. And he said, you know, Rock Bottom is when a person loses everything. You've heard that before, right? They done hit rock bottom. Nothing. And you know, all the demonic oppression and stuff. But he said, there's a place called Cliff High where you got everything. Everything you want, could think about wanting, you can get it. And he said, it's just like rock bottom.
Amen.
He said, you begin to realize
Amen.
None of this stuff satisfies you.
Amen.
Bible already spoke about that. What shall a man profit though he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And see, the only true fulfillment is found in covenant. See, this is why some folk are just church goers. They go to church, they're saved, but they know life is still mixed with some hell on earth. Now, I know we all go through stuff. You understand? But you know what I'm talking about, who I'm talking to. Because there's unusual, some demonic stuff that be happening. It shouldn't be happening. But it's happening because you've forsaken the covenant. Whenever Israel would deny God and fall into sin, other nations would come in. Wicked nations.
It's back.
My cup done already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer. And now it's splashing all over the place. Because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.